As we approach Shavuos, the Yontif of Matan Torah, I'd like to share with you a beautiful idea that I heard from the Wiener Rav. When one is Oyle the Torah, he recites two brachos. Before his Aliyah, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. Blessed are you, Hashem, who chose us from all the other nations of the world, and you gave us the Torah. After the Torah is read, now the bracha is much more profound. He says, Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Emes. You gave us a Torah of truth, Bechaya Olam Nata B'Sechenu. You embedded within us Chaya Olam. You gave us a Torah which is eternal life. Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisein HaTorah. So why the two different brachas? What happened in the span of a few minutes that it went from a pretty benign bracha to a bracha that is so deep and so majestic? So the Wiener Rav explains it with a mashal. There was once a man who we shall call Dave. He was traveling and he made plans to visit an old friend. He arrives at his home and he brings him a gift, wrapped beautifully in a box with wrapping paper. He thanks Dave profusely for the gift. He doesn't know yet what's contained in the box. Perhaps it's something useless, maybe even something that he despises. But as they say, it's the thought that counts. But for the very fact that his old friend thought of him, that warrants a thank you. After Dave leaves, he opens up the gift and he finds the latest model laptop. Something he's been dreaming about buying for the longest time, but couldn't afford it. He immediately gets on the phone and he calls back his old friend. Now with more passion, with more enthusiasm, he says, Dave, this is so perfect. I always wanted this so badly. I can't thank you enough. Similarly, Torah is the most precious item in world history. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, B'shasha Ala Moshe Lamaram. When Moshe went up to Shemayim to claim the Torah, a battle broke out in heaven. Amru Lefanav, the Malachim were outraged. They said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Chemde Genuza, this hidden treasure that was concealed for 974 generations before the creation of the world, and you will just give it away to a mere mortal? So even before someone starts learning Torah, they realize that they possess something extremely valuable, a gift so unique that no other nation in the world was privileged to receive. But we still don't know what's contained in this gift. We don't even know if this is something that we will enjoy. But despite that, we are so grateful, because Hashem selected us over any other nation to give us this gift. So we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. You chose us to give us your Torah. We're thanking Hashem just for the thought. However, after we open up our gift, after we finish learning Torah, and we truly feel the beauty and the sweetness of Torah, now we thank Hashem with more intensity, with more heart, with more exuberance. We recite this awesome bracha, V'chaya Olam Nata B'Sechenu. Torah changed me. Torah transformed my life. Torah is Chaya Olam. I realize that I can't live without the Torah. So now I owe Hashem an even greater thank you. And that's the difference between the two brachas. There's a famous medrash that says, before Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he went around and asked all the other nations of the world if they would accept the Torah. First he went to the Bnei Esav and he asked them, will you accept the Torah? They replied, Maksivba. Can you tell us what's written in there? And Hashem said, Lo Sirtzach, you shall not murder. They said, we can't accept the Torah. Our entire essence is murder. Hashem then went to the Bnei Amon Amoyav, and he asked them, will you accept the Torah? And they asked, Maksivba. And Hashem said, Lo Sinav, you shall not commit adultery. And they said, thanks, but no thanks. Immorality is part of our DNA. He then went to the Bnei Yishmael, and he asked them, will you accept the Torah? Maksivba. Lo Signav, you shall not steal. Sorry, God, we'll pass. This goes against our natural instinct. Until Klal Yisrael famously said those venerated words, Nasa v'nishma. And the question is, Hashem knows that these nations have a penchant for murder and theft. They are promiscuous and immoral people. Of course they won't accept the Torah. Why even approach them in the first place? And perhaps the idea is, the Ummah Sa'olam did not realize that the Torah is Chayei Olam. By observing the laws of the Torah and by learning Torah, it changes the entire essence of the person. A person before Torah and a person after Torah are two totally different people. The Yidden weren't perfect either. But despite their imperfections, they yelled out Nasa v'nishma. Because they understood that Torah reshapes a person. Torah metamorphoses a person into a moral, ethical human being. V'chaye olam nata b'sechenu. The Yidden realized that Torah transforms a person from living an ordinary, mundane life to a life of eternity. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Freilichen Yontif.